nice ballerina.
I'm not going to apologize for my lithe physique, okay? And by the way, I was on the wrestling team in high school, so is something funny?
I'm just trying to imagine you fighting someone.
Oh, I would kill you.
You wouldn't touch me.
Why not?
Because you'd be too busy staring at me in tights.
No, I wouldn't.
You're doing it right now.
You're not wearing any tights.
I'm not wearing any underwear. Okay, so Mrs. Williams, we're going to take you to the deposition as soon as Kenny Verdasco's finished, all right? Oh,
you two draw the short straw?
I'm sorry?
You're in charge of corralling the cancer patients. It's not the most glamorous duty in the world.
Oh.
I suppose you two don't mind working together. How long have you been dating?
Oh, no,
I'm sort of seeing someone.
Oh, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Excuse me.
Excuse me a moment. Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry, I think I'm in the wrong place.
Are you here for the Emerson Petroleum deposition?
Oh, no, I'm an old friend of Harvey Specter's. This place is huge, I always get turned around.
Yeah.
Maybe you can point me in the right direction?
No problem. You just see those doors right there, go through to the elevators, then up two floors, and then you're going to take a right, and down the hall, and you'll see Donna.
Donna. Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Tanner.
Mike Ross, good to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you too, Mike.
Take care.
My wife, Emily, and I, we saved every dollar I made in the Army, and we moved here from Apple Creek, New York, 6 years ago. We bought a brownstone and we planted a tomato garden. We had barbecues with the neighbors. It was a dream come true. After being diagnosed with lung cancer, I couldn't work anymore. I mean, there's times I have difficulty even going up the stairs to my daughter's room.
You attended Apple Creek High School, is that right?
All 4 years.
Your high school was built in 1985. What was there before?
An oil well. Owned and operated by Emerson Petroleum.
Now, Kenny, why was the high school shut down?
Because 200 people who taught at or attended Apple Creek High were diagnosed with some form of cancer.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. That's for you, Larry. Trust me, it's good. Use it.
How do you know my name?
It's all in there, Larry. Hey, are you Donna?
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, Mike Ross told me to find you. We were in the library and one of the plaintiffs fainted and hit their head.
Oh my gosh, okay, I'm on it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wrong office.
Harvey, I have to admit, great job making Kenny Verdasco the face of your class action suit.
I don't know who Kenny Verdasco is.
Oh, well, you better find out.
How about for starters, you introduce yourself or I'm calling security. Donna!
Relax. Name's Travis Tanner.
You're Travis Tanner?
You heard of me?
No.
I'm a senior partner with Clyde McPhee. We're based in Boston.
So are the Red Sox. I don't give a shit about them either.
That's funny. You know what's not funny is what's happening to Kenny Verdasco. At this moment, they're asking him about his parents. Both heavy smokers. Nasty habit.
Yes. A pack a day each. I lived with him until I was 18.
Then they'll ask how in the Army he was exposed to nickel, chromium, and hydrocarbons.
I was an infantry soldier. I didn't have much choice in the matter.
Not to mention the frivolous lawsuit he filed 10 years ago against the Shriver grocery chain.
It wasn't frivolous. I slipped and shattered my elbow.
They're doing such a great job down there. What are you doing up here in my office?
Because I gave them all that. And when they walk out that door, I'm going to be the one who fires their asses.
So you coming to me for a pep talk? You're going to do great, kiddo.
No, you see, Emerson Petroleum was going to lose this case. So they called me in to fix the situation. And when I beat Pearson Hardman, I don't want anyone saying it was because they didn't send in their best.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Jessica Pearson's handling this case herself. And if you think that she's not the best, why don't you take a run at her and find out?
All right, look, I hear what you're saying, but here's the thing. I know that you know who I am. And I also know that during your senior year, you missed out on playing in the state championship because of your shoulder. You can't pitch with a bad shoulder. And what do you know? They won without you, Harvey. Now, ask yourself something. Are you going to let Jessica Pearson play the big game for you? What's so funny?
I'm just thinking about how I'm going to enjoy kicking your ass.
I'll see you in court.
Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody.
Was an attack on my history, my family, everything I care about.
I told you this was coming. They're just trying to rattle you.
Yeah, well, they're doing a hell of a good job.
Kenny, you're our lead plaintiff. You've got to keep your composure.
I don't care about composure. I want to make a settlement.
That's exactly what they want.
Kenny, I'd like you to meet Harvey Specter. He's my right hand.
Can your right hand please tell me why we shouldn't ask for a settlement?
I'm not against settling one bit. But if we go to them, we're weak. If they come to us, we're strong.
Harvey's right. They came after you because they're running scared.
Trust me. They'll come to us soon enough.
Okay.
One more thing. I'm going to postpone the rest of the depositions. Don't tell the rest of the plaintiffs what happened. What the hell was that?
I need you to let me take over this case.
The guy that came into my deposition. He called you out?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Do you think I can't take him?
He brought up the state championship.
Oh, shoulder.
Yeah.
Taken. Be careful.
I will.
I mean, bringing up state championships, that's wrong.
Nothing I wouldn't have done. I need you to dig into Travis Tanner, find out where he's worked, where he's gone to school, what cases he's won.
Why, are you thinking about starting a Wikipedia page for him?
I don't know anything about how this guy operates. Before I make a move, I need to know everything about how this guy operates.
Right, for his Wikipedia pitch.
You think the Mavericks didn't watch game film on LeBron before they played the Heat?
You're Harvey Specter. You don't need to watch game film.
Do you know who's watched more game film than anybody?
No. Who?
Michael Jordan.
How do you know that?
You don't believe me? Let's call him.
You have Michael Jordan's phone number?
Yep.
If I hit this button right here, I call Michael Jordan?
It's kind of how a phone works. Speed dial 23.
I'm doing it.
Go for it.
I'm gonna ask him about baseball.
Do not ask him about baseball.
Yeah, wrong number. You're kidding me. Oh my God. Who are you? Everybody stop what you're doing. Stand up and follow me in the library. Mike, that goes for you too, up and at him.
Yeah, Lewis, I'd love to, but I have some work to do for
His Majesty
so.
Can wait. All associates in the library now. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go.
Rumors we're getting our annual raises early. People are freaking out.
It's great, Harold.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
You need a raise for that?
I'm really overpaying for my apartment.
Good morning, everyone. Many of you seem to think this is about getting your raises early. It isn't.
Oh, suck.
We've discovered a breach at the firm. A confidential witness list was leaked to a rival firm, Wakefield Cady. Now, it's entirely possible that this was an honest mistake. If so, we urge the responsible party to come forward. If not, we'll find out soon enough. Either way, we will get to the bottom of this. Lewis.
Jessica seems to think a mistake's been made. I don't believe so. I also don't believe this is a matter of ethics. It's a matter of loyalty. Someone in this room has betrayed us all, and it makes me sick. The fact that it went to those holier-than-thou pricks at Wakefield Cady, you know what? That makes me sicker. Now, you all work together, in the trenches, shoulder to shoulder, which means one of you must know who did this. Now, if y'all harbor knowledge of the perpetrator and do not turn him in, you're as bad as the perpetrator himself. You, along with the perpetrator, will be fired.
He's doing George W. Bush.
You're either with us or against us, folks.
He sounds like Bush, but he looks just like Cheney.
You got something to tell me, Harold?
Mm-mm.
No? Not that dermatological problem that you were talking about earlier in my office? No? Not that one?
No.
Show you how serious I am, I have an incentive. Whoever turns this traitor in receives $10,000. You're welcome. Feel free to go back to work.
$10,000? It's a big tattoo.
Yeah, it'd be huge.
Why?
Lewis, there was a
witness. I don't care. Tell me what you learned about Travis Tanner.
It's all in there. Travis Tanner went to Yale, undergrad in law, honors in both. He was a junior tennis champion.
Tennis? Just like Lewis.
Yeah, he played in college, too.
Oh, my God.
More importantly, he was the youngest senior partner at Clyde McPhee. This guy's record is off the charts.
Really?
He specializes in breaking class action lawsuits. Harris Tobacco, Bell Pesticide, GravTech Securities. He broke them all.
How come I've never heard of him?
Evidently, he doesn't like to take public credit. He stays off the radar, he avoids the press. I mean, I only found this stuff by looking through court records.
Now it makes sense.
What?
Why he thinks I know him. I know those other attorneys. He thinks they've told me about him.
They never did?
No.
Why not?
Because he beat them.
This guy's kind of a badass.
You want me to get you an autograph?
No, just respecting our foe.
Foe?
That's from The Art of War. No.
No. Look, I need to know how those other cases are different from ours.
Well, those other cases were spread out geographically, economically, socially. Ours is in a single town, a single school, with a single cluster of plaintiffs.
Okay, that's good.
That tennis-playing douchebag Travis Tanner's on the phone. You know I listen.
Travis, what can I do for you? Yeah, I'm happy to discuss the case, on one condition. You're going to meet me at Apple Creek High School. See you in an hour.
Why do you want to meet there?
Because that's ground zero, and I want the emotion of that school under my feet when I negotiate.
I thought you were against emotions.
I'm against having emotions, not against using them.
Come on, I thought we were homies. Jimmy, I didn't leak anything.
You know, I remember you said you hated Lewis Lynn, and you were second-guessing your decision to become a lawyer.
I told you that in confidence over six Cosmopolitans.
Well, that doesn't mean you're not the guy.
Harold, really? You drink Cosmopolitans? Stop doing that, unless you're with girls, which you never are. And Jimmy, are you kidding me going after Harold?
What? How do you know he didn't do it? How do we know you didn't do it?
Yeah.
Maybe you're the guy.
Oh, my God. Guys, this is ridiculous. All right, has it occurred to any of you that maybe this is all just a big test?
Wow. Wow. Spoken like a person with something to hide.
Lewis was talking about loyalty. Maybe this is just some test to see how loyal we are by not turning on each other.
Are you kidding? Jessica would never play along with something like that.
Even if it's not a test, this is a law office, not Lord of the Flies. Everybody get back to work. Are these the Galuska briefs? Guys, Lewis has been hounding us for these. Why isn't anyone taking them to him? Are you serious?
Wow. You're scared of him.
Lewis Litt, it's not Darth Vader. This is what courage looks like, Jimmy. Pay attention.
Please.
Lewis. The Galuska briefs. Sorry, they're late.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Ross.
Sure you ready for this?
I'm here, aren't I? I've been looking into you. You're an elusive man.
Yeah, well, when you're number one, you don't need to broadcast your victories, Harvey.
It's funny. Where I come from, number one doesn't usually challenge number two to a fight. This school is Apple Creek's pride. Parents felt safe sending their children here, and teachers felt safe teaching here. You know what Apple Creek High School is now? A bunch of trailers on the outskirts of town, all because 30 years ago, your clients failed to cap an oil well and gave them all cancer.
You see all these power lines around here? They crisscross the entire town. 2 miles down that road, paint factory. You got a microwave tower, and all this grass that you see, it's been treated with pesticide every week for 20 years. You say it's our fault, I say you're wrong.
That office, Mitch Rosewall, soccer coach, brain cancer. Library, Monica Dodd, volunteer, she ran it for years, stomach cancer. They both died last month, and they sure as hell didn't die from pesticide.
Can you prove it?
If we go to trial, it won't be about proving anything. It'll be about Monica, Mitch, and Kenny. And you won't stand a chance.
Ah, this is fun, Harvey. I'm just sorry to say that we won't get to do this in court. Against my advice, Emerson wants to settle.
You kidding me? After all this, you want to settle?
No, I don't. But those are my instructions. Call it a draw.
Mike, get over to Kenny's house. Tanner's gonna try and make him cave.
I came as soon as I got the message.
Kenny? Tari Spector. Was Travis Tanner here? I was just with him. He couldn't have beaten me by much.
Speedy, why don't you go inside, okay, baby?
No, it wasn't him. It was someone else. He wouldn't tell me his name. He said he was a Pearson Hardman, so I let him in.
Did he mention Tanner's name?
No, but it was obvious that's who he worked for. He said me and the other plaintiffs are going to get a settlement offer soon.
What else?
He said if we don't take it, that they're going to go after us. But they have dirt on everyone. He mentioned Eva Williams' arrest for public intoxication. Ernie Rutherford's shoplifting arrest when he was in college.
It's criminal intimidation.
If they want to go after me, that's fine. I can handle it. But the others, I don't know if they can.
You have to stay strong, Kenny. You cave, everything falls apart. One more thing, what did this guy look like?
I don't know, he was average height, brown hair, brown eyes.
Thanks. We start figuring out who this guy is?
No.
We'll never find him.
How'd you know Tanner was going after Kenny?
Because if I was the type to go out of bounds, that's exactly what I'd do.
You're not?
No.
Huh. So what's our next move?
Calling in reinforcements.
What do you mean?
If Tanner sent a guy to intimidate Kenny, he's got something else up his sleeve, and I want to know what it is.
Oh, man.
What?
Nothing. Is you guys are like two sides of the same coin.
What are you saying? He's another me? No one is another me.
You told Donna I was another you.
I never said that.
You said you were looking for another you, and then you hired me, so... See how that works? Logic.
Mike, let's go. In my office, now.
Oh, damn, Mike. Tell me you didn't leak the documents, man. Are you our Benedict Arnold?
Benedict Arnold. Nice reference. You helping your high school girlfriend with her homework again?
Okay, not cool, Mike. You know Darla's in community college. I don't even know why you laughing. How you even have a chick? She's of age.
I'm so very proud of you, Mike.
Wow, I really wish you weren't touching me right now.
You are what loyalty looks like. You rooted out the person responsible for leaking the witness list to Wakefield Katie.
Lewis, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was always cute how you hid the evidence in the Galuska briefs. Like, you didn't even want to take the credit.
What? Lewis, no, I didn't hide anything.
Don't worry.
No one's going to label you a snitch.
Snitch?
I mean, we didn't even think to check the fax machines. That was brilliant. The list was sent from right here in this firm.
This is a copy of a fax submission form sent from 3 days ago. This doesn't implicate anybody.
That's the confidential employee code. She must not have known that the machine recorded it.
She?
Why am I being suspended? I didn't leak any documents. Who told Lewis I did this?
Let's go, please. This way, miss.
No, Lewis, you have to stop this. I didn't turn Rachel in.
That's so sweet how you didn't really mean to hand someone in.
Wait, Mike, stop. You did a great thing.
And because of that great thing, $10,000, and don't spend it in one place. Say thank you, Lewis, and then you're welcome, Mike.
Rachel!
I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, come on.
You won't come on. Why would you do that to me?
I didn't do anything to you.
I didn't fax that goddamn list.
And I didn't turn you in.
Then why was I just suspended, Mike?
All I know is that I gave Lewis a stack of briefs and there was some fax with your confidential code on it.
Do you think that if I was going to leak firm documents, I'd be dumb enough to fax them with my own code?
No, I don't. But whoever did this must have framed you.
Yeah, well, it worked.
Rachel, look, you just, they're going to investigate this. They're going to clear your name. You know that.
I've worked there for 5 years, and this is how they treat me. I'm suspended, Mike. I'm probably going to be fired, and I should sue them.
Okay, let's not do anything rash, okay?
It's not rash. It's standing up for myself.
Rachel, you're overreacting.
Excuse me, you wouldn't happen to know what sort of wine pairs well with a duck Laurent, would you?
Try something with a full fruit flavor, like a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignons are a little bit oaky for my palate.
This article right here is all about the resurgence of Pinot Noir. You know, you could just pay me right out in public.
But then I wouldn't feel like James Bond.
Oh, who does that make me?
Pussy galore? Octopus?
Ah, that's enough, Harvey.
What do you have for me?
Nothing. On paper, Tanner's clean. He may break the rules, but he covers his tracks.
You never come up empty for me before.
Well, this time either. Tanner booked a conference room at the Waldorf tomorrow at noon.
Divide and conquer. He's gonna gather my planners, scare them, and then give them a lowball offer. That's illegal. What?
You've used me for a lot of things. You've never asked me to investigate another attorney before.
This guy's good.
If he called your plaintiffs, I can get his phone records and prove it.
He didn't make those calls himself. He's not going to be at the Waldorf either tomorrow. But I will.
Donna, can you tell me about these confidential employee codes that Lewis says Rachel used to fax the witness list over to Wakefield Katie?
I have a thousand things to do before lunch. Hold Mike's hand while he crosses the street. Not one of them.
Donna, this one's for Rachel.
What do you need?
I know we use the billing codes to charge the clients, but what do we use the employee codes for?
They're special codes for when you need to use the firm's resources for personal reasons.
We can do that?
You can't, but Rachel can.
Why?
Because a fifth-year paralegal is more valuable to the firm than a first-year associate.
Okay, so do you have a personal code?
I have two.
So where do you get them?
They're generated by the IT department.
We have an IT department?
Oh, no, the computers don't run themselves. At least until Skynet goes active.
Say, I'll call them.
No.
It's I'll work
really
on that.
Bad.
What? Hi, excuse me, I'm looking for Benjamin. You found him. Oh, great. I'm Mike Ross. We just spoke on the phone. Man, this place is like Battlestar Galactica. Where do you guys keep the Cylons?
Pearson Hardman takes care of us because we're on call 24/7. If a server goes down or a partner's computer crashes, people die.
It's a little dramatic, don't you think, Ben?
It's Benjamin. I'm sure you don't like it when people call you Mike.
Actually, I prefer Mike.
Well, Mike? 6 months ago, I was at Connolly White. The network went haywire, and we were in a breach of contract litigation worth $400 million. They needed it fixed in an hour. No one thought it could be done. I had the network up and running again in 23 minutes. Is that dramatic enough for you?
Wow, you're like a regular Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg couldn't code his way out of a paper bag. You called about the employee codes. You're a first year. You can't have one. Sorry.
Okay, well, I don't need one. I just want to know if it's possible for someone to gain access to somebody else's code.
Sure. For one person, me, I have access to all of the codes.
Okay, so in your short tenure here, has anyone ever asked you for access to someone else's code?
Once, last week.
Who?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
IT officer client privilege.
Does that even exist, Ben?
It does in here.
All right, Ben. Why don't we make a bet?
I think you mean a wager, Michael?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to tell you every single number on this piece of paper, and you're going to give me that name.
And if you can't?
Then I'm going to give you this check for 10 grand.
You get one number, one comma, one decimal point wrong, and that money is mine.
Oh, and when I win, I'll also take one of those computers. And for the record, there's not a single comma on there. You ready?
Rachel, it's Mike. I figured out who leaked the list to Wakefield Katie. It was Lewis. Call me back.
Hi, I'm Rachel Zane. I'm here for my job interview. Welcome to Wakefield Katie.
Thank you.
Okay, as soon as we get inside, I need you to find every plaintiff you interviewed and tell them they're here under false pretenses. Done. Kenny's meeting us here. We need him to identify the man who came to see him, and we're going to wait for that guy to approach any of our plaintiffs.
If we connect that guy to Tanner, then we have him on criminal intimidation.
In Emerson Petroleum, we'll have no choice but to settle.
Hey, Kenny. Good to see you.
This is going to be fun.
You were right.
We called every one of them.
You see the guy?
No.
Start looking.
Hey, wait a minute.
Miss Williams, do you remember me? I'm Mike Ross from the office.
I remember you.
Do you mind if I ask you what you're doing here today?
We were invited to come and hear a settlement offer.
Really? Excuse me. He came here himself.
Big mistake.
Sorry to ruin your little brunch, but I think you know damn well that you can't legally address my clients.
Hey, I just came for the juice. Pulp free. I know I can't talk to your clients directly, but thank God you're here, Harv, because what I can do is I can talk to you.
Harvey, Emerson Petroleum is offering $25,000 to each and every one of your clients. They don't take that. This trial stretches out for years. Cross-examinations will be brutal. They take our settlement, and this whole thing will be gone tomorrow. Now, if any of your clients want to get in touch with me, here's my number. Mr. Ross?
Harvey?
Erase that number.
You're not going to get away with what you're doing, you know that, right?
What? I just addressed you with a raised voice. Sometimes my ears aren't so good. If other people heard me, I apologize, Harvey. I'm just glad you were smart enough to figure out I booked the Waldorf. I think I need to take this. I'm guessing it's one of your clients wanting to take my settlement offer. Hello.
Tanner, I'm coming after you. Oh, I got your number. Are scared. They're talking about accepting Tanner's lowball offer.
Those floodgates open and we're done.
That's why I went to go see Clarkson.
The legal finance guys.
If we can get our plaintiffs a loan against a future jury award, it'll close the floodgates and buy us more time.
Well, those loans aren't cheap, Harvey.
Well, it's better than settling for pennies on the dollar.
Then do it.
I tried, but they won't give us anything without collateral.
They don't think you can win.
They're wrong.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
I need $1 million to get that loan.
You talking about firm money?
Yeah.
Yeah, no way that happens.
You don't think I'm a good bet?
Oh, that has nothing to do with it.
This was your case.
And I gave it to you to win.
Which I will do if you just show some faith in me.
You can have my faith, but you're not getting my money.
What are you doing here?
Left you three messages. Lewis framed you. We can take him down.
I don't want to take him down, Mike.
Why not?
Because I want a fresh start.
So you don't want to work at Pearson Hardman anymore?
I applied for a job at Wakefield, Katie. They offered it to me in the room. I start Monday.
You took a job at the company that ended up with the leaked list? Do you know what that looks like?
I don't care what it looks like. I'm not guilty and I need a job.
So the going gets rough and you just quit?
No. I'm not quitting. I was fired, remember?
No, you were suspended, and you could still save your job.
Lewis wants me gone. I'm gone.
Rachel, Lewis tried to frame me once, and I fought back. Why aren't you doing the same thing?
Because except for you, no one from Pearson Hardman has contacted me at all. Why would I fight to stay there? They're accusing me of spilling secrets? I'll show them spilling secrets. I'll tell Wakefield Katie everything. I may not have a photographic memory, Mike, but I sure as hell know a lot.
Rachel!
Moneypenny.
Don't call me that.
Why not?
Because she had a thing for him. This is the other way around.
No, you don't like me?
I like you enough to give you this.
What's that?
I tapped the phones at Emerson Petroleum. This is a conference call between Travis Tanner and several high-ranking Emerson executives.
I hope they're talking about more than just the weather.
They're talking about Tanner intimidating your client.
Both you and I know that without a warrant, this recording is not admissible in court.
It is if you testify that you don't know where it came from.
Why'd you do this?
Because you need it.
I'm not going to commit perjury to win a case.
Oh, weird. Look what I found.
Oh, you are a prince among men.
I don't understand why you use skim milk and then put whipped cream and sugar in it.
Because I use skim milk, I can put whipped cream and sugar in it.
Ah.
What's wrong?
Can we talk for a second?
Yeah.
Last week, Lewis got Rachel's confidential code from the IT department.
And
it's a smoking gun. He's the one that set her up.
Why would Lewis betray the firm?
I don't know. Maybe he's still upset that he got passed over for senior partner and leaked the list before he jumped ship.
Mike, Lewis is a lot of things, but he's not a traitor. That man bleeds Pearson Hardman. He's probably wearing Pearson Hardman underwear right now.
I went to the tennis club with him. Trust me, he doesn't wear underwear.
I care about Rachel, too. Lewis didn't do this.
Okay.
And if you ever mention Lewis's underwear situation to me again...
You're the one that brought it up.
Go.
Okay.
74 plaintiffs. I can't believe they're willing to cave for $25,000.
Slow down. We need to figure out how to beat Tanner. Guy's been a step ahead of me this entire time.
Well, it's pretty obvious why.
Why?
You told me that you knew he'd go to Kenny because that's what you'd do. If you were willing to go out of bounds. You anticipated him by... thinking about what you'd do.
And?
And that's exactly what he's doing to you. Maybe the only way to get ahead of this guy is to, I don't know, think about what you wouldn't do.
Surprise myself. I like that.
Welcome. You gonna tell me what you're doing?
Nope.
Doesn't seem fair to the person whose idea it was. You're gone.
You wanted to talk? Talk.
I did.
I want to put this competition aside. Call it a draw.
Tapping out, Harv?
This isn't about that. This is about real people. You make them a reasonable offer, I'll get them to take it.
Real people? You're standing there in a $12,000 suit asking me not to do my job. You care so much about those real people, I suggest you give them your lunch money, but don't ask me for mine.
Vanessa, I'm going to need that wiretap after all.
Is there any more of that?
Last call.
Did you make it?
Nope.
Dude, that's common courtesy. You finish a pot, you make another one.
You're going to turn me into Lewis if I don't? Hmm? Give me five, too?
Michael! Benjamin, you got something for me?
Wager's a wager. Fair is fair. Here's your GX9000.
You're a good man. Use it for porn, and I'll know. Weird.
Hey, Lewis. How you doing?
Why did Benjamin just call you Lewis?
I don't know. Made a mistake?
Oh. No, he didn't. He called you Lewis because he thinks you are Lewis.
What?
Because you posed as Lewis to get Rachel's employee code, didn't you?
Look, Mike, it's not what you think.
It's exactly what I think. Come on. Start talking, Jimmy, or I'll go get Benjamin and we can all go see Jessica together.
Listen. Wakefield Katie offered me a junior partnership if I leaked the witness list. No, listen, Mike. I have huge law school debts. Okay? I mean, don't you? I can't wait for Pearson Hardman to make me a partner.
So what are you still doing here, then?
After I gave him the list, they reneged on the offer.
Big surprise. Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Just don't turn me in, Mike. Please. I came from nothing. I worked my ass off to get into Harvard Law and become an associate here.
You know who else worked their ass off? Rachel Zane, the paralegal who got fired because of what you did.
I didn't know it was her code. I just needed some numbers, man. I didn't think I was going to get caught. Look, Mike, I made one mistake, okay? I mean, haven't you ever cut some corners? Done some things you regretted?
Jimmy, I like you, man, okay? But to clear Rachel's name, they have to know she wasn't the one. If you come forward, maybe they fire you. If I turn you in, it's gonna follow you for the rest of your career. It's up to you.
Harvey, I'm gonna do you a favor. Why don't you tell Mike Ross to take a hike? He can stay. Okay.
You see, 95 of your plaintiffs have already called me about the settlement. It's a matter of time before the rest of them see the light. I win.
I don't know the last time you checked, but as of this morning, all 200 of my plaintiffs are staying with me.
Bullshit.
I got them in advance against their settlement.
No finance company in their right mind will back your suit.
I don't know if they taught you math at Yale, but that's $5 million. $25,000 a plaintiff. Exactly what you tried to buy them off for.
You know what this means? I'm going to hammer them all one by one, break them down, and it's going to get ugly.
No, you're not.
What the hell is that?
It's a conversation between you and Emerson Petroleum, discussing how you sent a man to intimidate Kenny Verdasco. Take a listen. Don't worry, it's not going to give you cancer.
No matter what that is, it's not admissible. Unless, of course, you had a warrant, which you didn't.
Showed up on my doorstep. And I declared that in this affidavit, which I'm about to send to court.
So you're going to perjure yourself just to win this case?
No, I'm not going to perjure myself. Even if I were, it wouldn't be just to win this case. It'd be to get your ass thrown in jail. See, you have power of attorney, and you're going to accept this settlement. $2 million a plaintiff. You're going to take it. And you and that shit-eating grin are going to fly back to Boston and never come back to my town again.
You can use mine.
Told you I'd get his autograph.
I can't believe you. You were going to perjure yourself just to win. I thought you didn't cross lines, that that's the difference between guys like you and him.
I had no intention of submitting this affidavit. I'm not going to perjure myself, but Tanner doesn't know that, and he never will.
How do you know?
Because a man is willing to break the rules, can't imagine someone else wouldn't.
You said that you took my advice and that you surprised yourself.
I did. That loan I got for the plaintiffs, I put up $1 million of my own money to get it.
If that's not having emotion, I don't know what is.
Get out.
That seemed a little angry. Feeling good? Satisfied? Happy?
All right. Emotional. Okay, maybe a little happy.
$2 million.
Didn't I tell you he was my right hand?
I don't know what to say.
You don't say anything. You tell me what it's like when you deliver this news to everyone.
Thank you.
I told you I'd win.
And it's a good thing, too. Because if you hadn't,
What?
Oh.
There's no way we're going to cover that $1 million.
None of it?
Nope. Hey, how's your shoulder?
Amazing.
You called me?
Sure did.
Have a seat.
I prefer to stand.
Fair enough. I made a mistake. You were unfairly punished, and I would like to officially just welcome you back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to make it that easy on you? I want a raise.
3%.
10%.
7.
10%.
Fine.
And Pearson Hardman pays for law school when I decide to go.
Agreed.
And one more thing. This should have been the first words out of your mouth when I walked in here. You need to apologize to me right now, or I'm going to file a lawsuit against you first thing in the morning.
You're right. I should have apologized. But don't you threaten me. I follow procedure to the letter, and you have no basis for a lawsuit.
No, I don't. Not about this. But if you don't think I have a basis for all the shit you've pulled over the years I've been here, think again.
I'm sorry. Okay?
How'd it go?
I don't know if you have plans tonight, but you're going to cancel it and help me put my office back together.
Sure thing, just as long as you don't quit halfway through.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, sure thing. So, where's this go?
Over there.